With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sheila Jackson Lee has passed away. The longtime Democrat congresswoman from Texas announced in June that she was battling pancreatic cancer. She was among the first women to graduate from Yale and was chief deputy whip for House Democrats at the time of her death. She was 74. The impact of a bad software update affects millions across the world.
The update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike affected customers running Microsoft Windows. It impacted the hospital in California where this nurse, Jackie, works.
Computers are black. We have the screen of death. We do have wound camera phones that are iPhones, which we're allowed to give medications on.
Audio from TMX. Government offices and businesses were slowed down. So were airports. Logan Luster was trying to fly out of Dallas.
They're actually doing everything on paper, which is what's taking so long.
All the chaos had air traveler Niebert David thinking.
Maybe we need to have a backup plan.
There were delays getting into the U.S. because of the outage at the borders with Mexico and Canada. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, a historic Baptist church in downtown Dallas burned Friday afternoon. Dallas Fire Rescue responded to a four-alarm fire just after 6 at the First Baptist Church. Officials said at least 100 firefighters were on the scene for more than 3 hours. It's believed the fire began in the basement, and it's feared that the church's historic library, which held a majority of the church records, was lost. Pastor Robert Jeffers, who was elected pastor of First Baptist Dallas in August of 2007, said that he had been baptized and ordained as a minister in that very church. The building dates back to the 1890s. The director of the Secret Service will face Congress on Monday. Director Kimberly Cheadle will testify. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression is brewing in Colorado.
In March of last year, Jeffrey Hunt was kicked out of the gallery of the Capitol building in Denver for wearing a pro-life T-shirt. Officials say there's a ban on clothing bearing political messages in the gallery, but Hunt says that's a violation of the First Amendment, and he's threatening a lawsuit with help from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The organization says, quote, suppressing silent, non-disruptive political expression is not permissible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Farm equipment maker John Deere says it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades, making the agricultural machinery manufacturer one of the latest U.S. companies to distance itself from the queer trans agenda. Deere's announcement comes just weeks after rural retailer Tractor Supply ended an array of homosexual sponsorships. Both companies are acting against a wider backdrop of backlash against the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. Chicago's preparing to host the Democratic National Convention.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger, about 50,000 visitors. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th in Chicago. I'm Rita Foley.
There will be another visit from the Biden administration in Wisconsin next week. Reportedly, Kamala Harris will visit Milwaukee on Tuesday. It will be Harris's fifth visit to Wisconsin so far this year. More details at srnnews.com.